Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Angel, the host of Psychic Angel One Show. Thank you for joining me. I'm doing some preliminary new snippets for the new shows coming up. new show coming up January 2021. Wow, that sounds imposing, doesn't it? I have a topic today which most of my shows I try to remind people I'm not doing psychic readings on the air. Okay, folks? I don't do that. This is my fun time. I have a really important message. As you know, most people in the realm of psychic work or the ones that are really doing the work properly, and some people who are being messaged and downloaded from the other side, some people say they're getting, you know, all kinds of prophetic messages. Well, I'm one of those people who I don't really do that in my daily life in terms of my psychic business. So I use this as a platform to deliver the message that people need to hear, go down the rabbit hole, so to speak. So today is a day about people who have lost hope, who have given up on God, who sort of kind of believe in a creator, but they're just too much chaos is going on and they're being overwhelmed. So they're having trouble keeping their equilibrium. And the most important thing is a lot of people have lost value in their work life, their career life, their ambitions because of this current state of lockdowns. And it's a precious thing to have a belief system. It's a really vital human need to produce something for others. Most of us have secret ambitions and secret dreams. Some of us have missions. So today, the topic, the short little time I have today for this is to remind you who you are. Now, you didn't come to this earth to practice anything less than the hardest. It's like boot camp for the universe. Let's put it that way. And you'll hear this mirrored throughout the metaphysical community. I'm not talking about people like myself or indigo children, or all of us are here to practice the duality. Let me explain what Earth is. In my 22 years of working with people all over the world and what they bring to me and what knowledge I have acquired by a myriad of authors and philosophers and everybody that I have gobbled up in the last while. Earth is a place to practice duality, the dark and the light. This place does not exist. Now listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't exist unless you're in the direct path and practice of being a 3D person, a three-dimensional. This place and time that we are living in, with 2020 specifically, you chose to be here. Now, this is a hard pill to swallow. And I'm talking about myself, too. Why in the world would I choose to be in a place that is so chaotic, that the opportunities are so difficult and so against you? And I'm not really, you know, getting into a pity party. I'm just saying that no matter who you are on the planet, it's not an easy journey. I don't care if you're an elitist billionaire or you have acquired, you know, a family that is in poverty, because I've talked to both, so have probably you. People have to get away from this sense of hopelessness, helplessness, and powerlessness. And the one way I can guide you back to your power, not through your ego, which is a false reality, but guiding you back to the power is to realize that you have actually chosen to participate in this earth, okay? And if you can own that, even if you're mad, even if you're depressed about it, even if it makes you feel even worse, The fact that you could say, I'm actually sovereign, I have chosen as a sovereign body, as an entity, to come into this body and to participate. When people ask me, what is my journey? And this hasn't happened in a while, but certainly in the last decade, there was a lot of questions about my path, my journey, what am I here for, what's my mission? A lot of people want to help. I've had tons of millennials call me asking for, I want to help, I want to be part of the solution. You know, they're keyed in and tuned in already. You're just here, okay, to experience the dark and the light and the participation. And the truth of the matter is, there's nobody judging you. There's no like, ding, 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 you did it, great for you, woohoo. There's no teams, you know. There's no two teams that are judging you, okay. And I come from a Judeo-Christian background, and I knew that very early on, that the judgment was just a bunch of malarkey, a way of controlling people. So when you feel despondent and discouraged, it isn't about, oh, just believe in Jesus, although Jesus is very real, so are all the teachers. It isn't about believing even me or other people's messages or even a tarot card or whatever you're trying. You know, it isn't about that. It's about every minute that you're here is an opportunity to be in flesh, in your body, participating. If you can really get that, you could stand away from the incredible stress and chaos and realize, okay, I came to watch this movie. This isn't about me getting victimized by all the chaos around me or political chaos or whatever. It isn't about me being sensitive. Oh, talk about sensitive. You're talking to one of the most sensitive people. People who do this kind of work are highly sensitive. You're talking about conquering your environment and bringing a broader consciousness to this planet. And that is not easy to do. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's easy. I don't care what field you're in, what career you chose. I don't care if you deliver pizzas or you host, you know, presidential debates. Because every human being needs to get away from the egoic self and get back into the truth of why you're here. Your journey is to assist, develop, and bring broad consciousness and awareness to this group of humanity, this particular group in time and humanity. There's a whole other subject that goes with this that has to do with time, because there is no time, but I don't want to get too esoteric. I want to keep to point. One of the most important things in radio is keeping on the focus. Keep your finger on the focus button. There's no reason for you to get into pity and to get into a deep depression. Sadness is good. Sadness is healthy. Purging your feelings is healthy. But sitting in a place of self-pity, that's what the enemy, so-called enemy, wants, the dark side. The dark side wants to own you. The dark side, and who is the dark side? Listen, I don't even know. There are entities, there are people, there are non-people, but let's just call them the dark side. Okay, not necessarily humans. That which feeds on your darkness, you're just giving them nutrition. So you don't have to run around with a big grin on your face and be like, oh, I'm so happy I don't have a job and my husband's breaking up with me and my kid doesn't want to talk to me or just went to rehab. You don't have to be happy, happy, happy. That is not spirituality. In fact, that's false spirituality. What you have to be is powerful. You need to take the power back from all your relationships, all your so-called leaders, all our influencers, that's a great one, and back up from all those people and develop yourself. The most interesting journey, and you've heard this a million times, so I'm going to say it again, the most interesting journey you can do on earth is inside yourself. When you go inside yourself and you close the door to this environment and you go deep into your soul, not your brain, your soul has every single answer. All the cells in your body have every single answer. Everything, and actually in the Bible, there's a lot of really good points that the Bible makes. You cannot argue with. I don't care if you hate Christianity or hate Judaism. You can't argue with the facts. There are some phenomenal facts in the Bible about this. You know, you've got to seek inside yourself the magic that you are. You are that attachment to that which is not of this planet. So you're part of that, right? You're part of the outside universal mind. So how do you get from overwhelm, stress, anxiety, fear to a place of empowerment? Well, that's a whole bunch of training, to be honest. You have to train yourself. You have to train yourself to remove the outside influences and to broaden your horizon and to take back your day, your hour, your minute, and to start to produce the kind of results you want. And the only way you're going to do that is really removing the darkness, the external influences on you. The only way to keep focused is this, actually it's the same thing. In order to stay and remain grounded and to be in your journey as a human being, you have to constantly erase the negativity, the garbage from your head, from your heart, from your soul, and start anew. Actually, let me make it really simple. Basically, it's simple discipline. The same way you choose to not to eat a piece of cake in the morning, because, you know, that's probably not the best thing for your blood sugar. Some days you may eat the cake. You're like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not feeling happy. I don't give a hoot. I don't care if I gain 100 pounds. I'm eating this cake in the morning because it's going to give me a buzz. But most days you choose to ingest higher philosophy, good people, good influence, not watch CNN, not participate in arguments, not start arguments or dramas, get away from gossip and boredom. Like I said, it really does go back to the Bible, honestly. All about, you know, idle hands. There's a lot of philosophy in the Bible. And I tell you what, it wouldn't be a bad idea for those. It's a simple item to have, is to pull up some of those Bible verses just to play with them. And here, you're talking to a paganist, basically. So for me to refer you to a Bible, because it's simple, because everybody generally has one on hand, because it's a safe product for you to share with people. Like, no one's going to get too offended, right? As long as you don't thump them over the head. They're not really going to go, I'm not going to send you to do a shaman type of work, right, to do shaman work. So let's be reasonable. But what I want to get back to is you have to practice what you preach. You have to absolutely be disciplined the same way you are to pay your bills, to keep your health up, to calling your parents, to whatever you're doing that, to keep your dreams and hopes and all that stuff alive, right? The same way you do that and you get your goals, you go through, is the same way you do your spiritual goals. So you need to practice. You have to practice to be depressed. There is an actual practice behind being depressed and anxious. There's a symptom list that you have to follow to get to that particular energy. For me to be anxious, I have to start somewhere. It could start on its own. Pardon me. It could start from an external thing, a myriad of physical things that start the anxiety ball rolling, or something you saw, or somebody called you, or you got news. Okay, all those things could start the anxiety ball rolling down the hill, but you're the one that says, enough. I can't. I won't practice being anxious. I won't practice being depressed. I won't allow the overwhelm of emotions to dominate me. I know they're there. I'm not in a good mood, but I'm not going to let that mood swing me so everything turns dark. And people have a really nice, wonderful excuse. It's really, really convenient. I can't help it. I can't help if I feel depressed. I can't help the anxiety. Yes, you can. I'm human like you. I have exactly the same emotions that you do. I'm not, I don't have four heads and three toes. So therefore, I have exactly the same emotional makeup that you did when you were born. How come I can do it? How come your friends can do it? How come all these people can somehow get it together. I'm talking about the people that are doing things successfully as a human being, managing their life very well, you know, people we can look up to. They can do it. You can do it. All right? Unless you're schizophrenic, bipolar, I mean, unless you've got mental illness, let's just cancel that. I'm talking about regular people who do not have a big mental condition, okay? I'm talking about everyday people who are crushed by emotions. Your emotions will take you absolutely to the highest high and the lowest low, but that is not consciousness. Your emotions are a guide. They're a guide to how you're producing results in this 3D dimension. That's all they are, is a guide. So if you're in a bad state, you need to sit down with yourself and examine, how did I get here? Sometimes it just arrives. It arrives through hormonal problems, physical problems. It may just arrive. Hey, I'm here. And you don't really know. What the heck? Why am I freaked out? Or why am I so miserable? I feel like crying all morning. You got to go in, again, examining the interior of you, knowing who you are, and going, you know what, this happened before around Christmas, or this happened around Easter. Maybe I have problems with some old stuff that I need to deal with from maybe family. Usually family and holidays go together. So if you have holiday blues of all the holidays, or you get sick on the holidays, you need to look deeper and see what happened there. These are just psychological tools for you, but the bottom line is you're here on Earth to experience dark and light. You cannot avoid the dark because you won't have your full experience. And you can't sit 100% in the light because you'd be a fruitcake. Believe me, somebody eventually will come around and say, why are you grinning like you look like a fool? Because that's not natural. I mean, if we walked around and saw animals grinning, if you just saw all the animals with a giant Cheshire cat grin, you'd be like, okay, did I take too much LSD today? Why are all the butterflies got giant toothy grins? That's weird. So nature does not spend its time smiling. It goes through chaos, yes? So nature is us. We are nature. Boy, have we gotten far away from that. We are the seasons. We are absolutely DNA molecules of nature. So if you watch the seasons and you're interested in that, that has to do with your seasons. So getting back to why are you here, embodied, take the time to understand that you're very blessed and lucky to have this experience. Not only that, you're very brave. You're very brave to have this experience. This is not for the meek. Coming to Earth, and I believe that reincarnation plays into this, but that's up to you. You take it or leave it. It's pretty hard to convince me there's no such thing as reincarnation. When I was a child, I knew I was reincarnated. So that's, you're not going to get anywhere with me with an argument of that. People who are aware of the fourth dimension, and many, many Christians are waking up to this too, that there's this veil. This veil has been gone a long time. The veil has been absolutely pulled off. I don't even know when, sometime in the 1990s, I don't know. But it's been off a long, long time as far as I'm concerned. And so you have access to more darkness and more light, okay, because we have a fourth door. I just say this. If you had a little alien arrive, and let's just call him Billy the Alien. If Billy the Alien arrived and he was, say, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, and he was a little, like, kind of humanish boy, little boy, and he said, I'd like to know about, you know, what this is. What do you do here on Earth? You have to think about how you treat him. Would you tell him all the terrible things that you experienced? Or would you show him the Grand Canyon? Would you tell him all, I need to warn you about all these bad people and pedophiles and people who will hurt you and betray you and steal from you? Or would you tell him about Niagara Falls? So you have to think how your perception shapes your life experience. And again, I want to make sure I reiterate this a million times. I'm not saying ignore the dark. I'm saying embrace the dark. There is darkness. There's always going to be conflict on this planet because the conflict is within us. Because nature is conflict. Or did you notice? Storms are conflict. If you can own that concept, that you are a storm and you are, you know, the sunshine. You are that beautiful Bali experience, right? You are Hawaii, but you're also Nantucket. If you can, sorry, Nantucket. I don't even know. I haven't even been there. But Buffalo, for instance, if you can embrace that you are both those, the storm and the light, you could walk through this life a lot easier. And I'm not saying, like, be cynical and like, it's just a bit of snow. No, I'm talking about actually it's okay to throw a fit and a tantrum, and it's okay to let your feelings out. It's okay. In fact, we're at a time where protests are just becoming, like, instead of having a coffee, just go have a protest. We're kind of overdue, okay? We're overdue in America, I'm speaking. So you are here to participate. You are here not to sit in the sidelines. You are not here to be chaos or to be an angel. You're here to experience those two, to balance them, and to help others. You're just here to serve mankind and the animal life and, you know, ecology, the whole thing, the whole planetary system, ecosystem. So play your part. Don't bail out. Because if you're just here trying to have a nice career, a nice job, if you're just trying to get, like, a really shiny car and show how, ooh, look at me, or have a nice hairdo, and you're like, oh, look at my purple hair, I am so hot. You're missing the whole experience. I'm not saying have fun. Have fun. Dye your hair purple, buy a freaking Tesla car. I'm not saying don't have fun. I'm saying don't get lost in the Maya. Don't get lost in the illusion of that's life. Those are toys. You're an avatar, okay? If you really want to know what life is, go to Sims. Go to the Sims games and really examine those. Not from a, oh, isn't it cool? I can buy a baby. No, examine what that is, because that is typically coming from an intelligence, an AI intelligence. All those programs come from there. They, I don't know who they are, but they are trying to show you as humans what you are. So I will leave you with this. If you're in despair and if you're depressed, if you're anxious or if you're fed up, you're so angry you're going to blow a lid, back up and turn off all external things, influences, media, everything, and go for a journey and do some astral traveling and get into yourself, you know, with protection. Don't escape, but go in and find out what's going on. You can rebalance yourself just like you rebalance your tires in your car, just like you settle your animal down or your child down. Why don't you do that with yourself, right? Take hold of yourself, shake the dust off, and manage yourself. It's not that hard to do, but somebody, when you were very little, told you that you needed somebody to do it for you, or somebody told you that some beautiful, you know, angel or God was going to come and help you and pull you out of it. No, you are the answer. You are the one that pulls you out. You are the hero and you are the jester, right? You are the heaven and you are the hell. You are the elements. So I'm trying to give really simple analogies for you to understand that when bad things happen, you're supposed to experience them. You're not supposed to like them. You don't have to go, woohoo, I just smashed my car on the wall. Okay, you're not supposed to go, woohoo, and dance. Isn't this fun? No, but you should embrace, like, okay, that's something I need to get there. There's something I need to get from that. And I really want to say that law of attraction, which some of the principles are very valid. If you are curious about law of attraction and you've been practicing this and you're frustrated also, just go back to the beginning of the people that started way back in the 19th century, okay, the early 19th, like 1910. Go back to that period of time when the Renaissance men were bringing in philosophy, and go back to the first person. Like, there are people, Dr. Peale, Norman Peale, I think his name is. Go beyond, like, go back as far as you can and pick up the, I mean, they're really, it's difficult reading. But go back and get the proper principles, because there's seven spiritual laws, and that's a whole other subject. But we'll end with this note. You are divine. You are super important. super, every single person is super important. Everybody is a dot in God's eye, right? Every single person is attached to each other. Every act you do is measured. So every thought that you project out is received. So be very mindful of how you act, what you do, how you, I mean, within yourself. Not so much your neighbor. You could be really nice to your neighbor, right? Give them flowers, Merry Christmas, but you could go back in the house and be miserable and punch a wall. So be conscious of your own behavior towards yourself, because you are that neighbor, and you are the guy that you just bought the milk from at the store, and you are the guy that just cut you off, you know, and you got really mad in the freeway. You're all those people. It's pretty much been mirrored, and this has been said. I'm not saying anything that's going to be blow your, hopefully it'll blow your mind, but I don't think so. But more important, I just want to remind you who you are. You know, I'm short of saying you are a G-O-D because I don't want to lose an audience. And I think that some people are very offended by that. But I will say you have those qualities of a G-O-D, okay? You have qualities, and you need to practice to be like a G-O-D. That is a much cleaner way of looking at it. You're important. You are very, very important, and you're very needed. And the people that are most despair right now, the people that are hurting the most, are probably the most important people because they still have empathy. I'm going to do a whole show on DNA upgrades once I get a good guest that can help with that show, because there's a lot of scientific information coming out with the millennials that came in, with their DNA changed, with our group, Gen X, and the Z group, all the different, you know, last 10 years, all the way back, decades, excuse me, there's been DNA upgrades. And that's a whole really interesting scientific subject that I want to tackle with you. Fascinating. You know, life is absolutely fascinating if you pay attention to it. So be part of your own magical life and stand back from the matrix that's being presented. Dig into nature, you know, be close to nature, watch what you say to yourself, love yourself, and continue to understand that you're here for a purpose, and that purpose is not making the world a better place. That is, I'm going to leave you with that. The purpose of your life is not to make the world a better place. It is to experience the illusion, the dark and the light, and to practice. You are like a Jedi master. You're practicing your art. You're practicing your soul. Okay? So whenever you feel bad, refer back to this, and you can share this freely on the internet with anybody. You download the show and share it with somebody who's really troubled, who's really lost or angry or, you know, despondent or irrational, because this is a very rational message. There's nothing woo-woo about my messages, okay? So I'm here for you. Again, thank you for listening so much. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to some really cool guests coming up, 2021. This is Angel, the host of Psychic Angel One Show. Have a beautiful Sunday, December 2020.